At the end of year 2015, the response I received to my position statement from Greg Adamson, a resident of Australia, and then the SSIT president for one more year, was encouraging, but there are now two versions of what happened next. First, my version is that I remember Greg writing that he took my position statement ethics issues to the Technical Activities Board's November meeting that 2015, and it approved creating an ethics gap and steps needed to be fixed task force with Greg as chair. He was to report back at TAB's February 2016 meeting. Second, just recently, Greg wrote me that no, my position statement had nothing to do with creating that task force. That was news to me, but so be it, for I was pleased that a high-level TAB effort was going to look into the issues, and I believed it would lead to some progress to fix the problems. The next thing I did at year-end was I volunteered and was a speaker at the December 2015 meeting of the Daytona Beach IEEE section. The link to my talk is provided. There I met Section Chair Jeanette Barrett, who later became a valuable contributor as a member of the Concerned Ethics Volunteers, the CEV. Later that December of 2015, while residing in Switzerland with my wife and I visiting one of their daughter's family, I began writing papers about the relevant issues I had raised in my position statement, emailed them to Greg in Australia, and really had expectations he would engage in an ongoing collaboration. Boy, was I wrong. First, I hardly ever heard back from Greg. He never shared anything about who his task force committee members were. I received no progress material. I saw no evidence anything was really progressing. Then by spring, he said he was going to send out a survey. Whether he did or not, I do not know, for I was given nothing from that claim of his. Lastly, around August, he said he was calling a committee meeting, but to this day, I received no material that any of what he professed was ever really happened. Further, at year's end, I received nothing about what the TAB task force accomplished in spite of my writing and sending him 6 to 10 technical papers addressing his task force issues in an effort to assist him. Ever since, I have been unsuccessful in receiving from Greg any task force final report, recommendations, or working papers for its members. There is a footnote here, however. As the new 2020 year began, and I started working on this update to the IEEE History Repository, Greg sent me a reference to a paper he was a co-author of, published in 2019, 2 years after the completion of the TAB Ethics Gaps and Steps Needed to Be Fixed Task Force. It was titled, quote, Designing a Value-Driven Future for Ethical, Autonomous, and Intelligent Systems, unquote. It was published in the Proceedings of the IEEE, March 2019, Volume 107, Issue 3, which you had to have a subscription to in order to be able to access that paper, I learned. It was by G. Adamson, J.C. Havens, and R. Chatilla. It was an invited paper. It says, this paper provides an overview of IEEE's current activities related to ethics and argues that human values must drive our future autonomous systems in a way that both protects and benefits humanity. I responded to Greg and indicated his paper was not what I needed. I wanted the final report made to TAB at the November 2016 meeting about the task he led, not a theoretical paper published 2 years after his work should have been concluded, and one which never mentioned my issues, that of the lack of ethics advice and ethical support. What about those? To date, we are at a standoff.